Chulin, Perikud Beis, Mishnah Aleph. The last Mishnah over here, Maseches Chulin, deals with another mitzvah, which even though it's not directly related to Shechita, and it's not the Shechita of an animal, or a Chaya, or a Behema, or an Oif that creates the mitzvah, or the Isser, but it is related to Balei Chai. In this case, Dafka Oifu is not Chaya, or Behemois. This is the mitzvah of Shaluch HaKan and Parshas Kiseitze, Ki Yikori Kan Tzipol of Onecho, if it happens, you call it Miloshen Mikra, it happens that a person meets up with a nest, Baderech Mecholetze Aloretz, Efrechim Oibetzim, and there's eggs or there's chicks in the nest, Voim Revetzis Ala Efrechim Ala Beitzim, the mother is protecting, is on the chicks or on the eggs, Loisika Choyim Ala Bonim, the Torah words a love of taking the mother. The Torah then says a mitzvah saseh of sending away the mother and taking the eggs or the chicks. This is a mitzvah where the Torah gives a havtoch of arichos yomim kiyadua. Shal is exactly what the nature of the mitzvah is. Achroinim herichu with diukim and rishonim, what the nature of the mitzvah is. And in the sugis over here, they have different rayas. As the perek unfolds, we'll bring out different points, but the raid, to say over a summary, is how to look at this mitzvah. The Torah puts down a lois, a say, then nasay. It's clearly brought in the third perek in Makis as one of the lavin that are menutik lasay. The reason why there's no malchus on the taking, the Torah says loisiga, is because the Torah puts down an asay that's called shalech teshalech asayim vesabarim tikachloch. Sounds like a lav hamenutik lasay. So first of all, what is the lav? The pashtus of the lav is taking the mother. And this that the Torah words it in loisika chayim al habonim, don't take the mother when she's revetzes al habonim. L'maisitz machlek z'rushaynim. Other rushaynim understands loisika, the Rambam says it's mefurish, the issue is litl se'em im habonim. Al habonim means to take both. If you take only the mother without the young, that's not the lav. However, there's also a mitzvah say of shalech to shalach esoim v'esabonim. That for sure, if somebody would take the mother without the frechim abetim, l'sika choeim, maybe he wouldn't be over the lav without taking the bonim, but he's certainly mevatel the mitzvah say of shalech to shalach. He's not sending away the mother. So the pashtus is that there's a lav here of l'sika choeim. The Torah says, if you took the mother, so then shalech tishalach, send away the mother, and then vesabonim tikach loch means a heter, then you're allowed to take the bonim. That's the pashut pshat, the pasuk. This is the way the Rambam says it, that the l'shalech ho'em im l'kocho ala bonim. L'maisa, it's meduik in other rishonim, it's a bavust, it's known as the raid from the Chavis Yoyer, and the Chassam Sofer and the Chacham Tzvi. The Chavis Yoyer understands that the Torah is telling you, ki yikore kan tzipol lefanecha v'derech koletz oya lo'oretz, if you meet up with a nest, there's a mitzvah saseh of shalech teshalach. The Torah puts down also a lav, but there's a straightforward mitzvah saseh. You meet up, there's a mitzvah chiyuvis to send away the mother. I say it's a mitzvah to be mekayim. Others understand, and this is the Chassam Sofer's opinion, is that if somebody would want to take the bonim, then there's a mitzvah saseh to send away the mother. There's no chiv to send away the mother. A person meets up with a nest. Nog in the Velt, if a person has a nest, he looks at it as an opportunity of a mitzvah. Chassam Sofer doesn't see it that way. If a person wants to take the young, so then there's a mitzvah to send away the, or then there's a heter. The only way to, the same way, a person doesn't have to eat meat, but if a person wants the meat, he has to share. A person doesn't have to send away the mother, but if a person wants to take the Efrechim or the Beitzim, and then I'll have to send away the mother. There'll be a bracha because a mitzvah chiyuvis can also have a bracha, but it's not a choiv gomer. Klal Yisrael kanira nems on that it's a proper, it's an opportunity for a mitzvah. They never like the Chavis Yoyer. And again, the third side is that it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. All it is a mitzvah saseh lenatek es alav. That's all, but not a separate mitzvah saseh. And now for the Mishnah. Shiluach HaKein, Noeg Baretz Bechutz Laretz, has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael, it's not Mitzat Luis Baretz, therefore it's Bechutz Laretz, Bifnei Abayis Shalai, Bifnei Abayis. However, b'chulin avaloi b'mukdoshim. Since the pasuk says shalech to shalach, so what that means to say is shalech, send away the oif, the tzipor that's roi l'shiluach. It's not roi to send away a bird of hegdish because it should be returned to Gizbe Shalagdish as din hegdish. We'll see in a second what the case of mukdoshim is. Not so simple. Choyme b'kisi adam m'shiluach hakein. Kisi adam has more cases. Shekisi adam noig b'chay v'oif b'mizumin. This is a new halacha that we haven't had yet. Kisi adam is noig. Mizumin means something that's muchon u'mizumon. The tashmish adam. That means that it's domesticated. Something that he has by him. It's tachas yodoy. U'b'she'enei mizumin. Even a balchay that's not mizumin. Somebody was hunting in the forest, and he captured a tzvi and he shechted. It doesn't make a difference that the chaya is mizumin or any mizumin. However, v'shiluach hakan eni noig ala ba'oif, ve'eni noig ala b'sheni mizumin. It's only by an oif, that's klar. The halacha mechudesh is over here is that it's only b'sheni mizumin. The Torah says ki kore kan tzipor. It happens that he met up with a kan tzipor. If it's something that's yours, that's in a shoivach, in a person's backyard, then there's no chiv shluch hakein. It's only if it's ba'ifim where it's not tachas yodoy. The Mishnah explains what does that mean exactly, that's tachas yodoy or not tachas yodoy. Ezu she'enim mizumin. Kigoyin avozim v'tarnagoylim shekinenu. You have geese, ducks, chickens that ran away. They ran away. They were in coops in tachas yodoy. They ran away and they're bapardes in a wild area, in an orchard, in the woods. Avam kinenu babayis, if they made nests in the house and they're tachas yodoy, v'chein yoyne hardesiois, they used to have pigeons that were domesticated, that would live amongst people. That's mizumin potem mishiluach. Has to be something that's out there in the wild. Now, this din of enem mizumonim brings us up to a pashta ha'ara. We just said before, b'chulun avaloi b'mukdoshin. The Mishnah has to come la'afuke, that a oif that has kedushas hegdish doesn't have din shiluach hakan. Say better, mukdoshin means that it has an owner. It's tachas yad ha'gizbar, or tachas yad, the one who's magdish it to bring it to the Beis HaMikdosh for a korban. What shaykh to talk about shiluach hakan? It's mizumin. So the Gemara has an arichas. What you're going to have to say is that we're talking about an oif that was hegdish. Person was magdish tacha, an oif that was tachas yodeh, was bebalusoy. The oif was then bereach. So it's called beloshen chazal tarnagoylis, shemerdu. Ran away from the owner. It was bereach. And it set up shop, it set up a nest in a mokum of hefker. So then if a person goes by, it's not kinin, it's not nimtze tachas yodeh, that'll be the case. Now, there's a big discussion, which is a very important discussion in Yoni Hegdish, that's levir from this halacha. The Gemara brings like this. The Gemara brings that Rav says that the din of the Mishnah is only possible to be by an oif that was roi le mizbeach, and it was neskadish kedushas haguf. It has to be a goizel yoina that's roi le mizbeach. Why? Because even if the bird runs away, the hegdish is not poka. So mel, it's just any mizumin. It's eligible for shiluch hakein. But it does have a din of hegdish, and it should be returned to the rishus of hegdish. So therefore, on the one hand, shalech to shalach says that's not eligible for shaluch hakan, but you need the chiddish because otherwise it's called enim mizumin, and it does have a din of hegdish. However, if we'd be talking about, like it says behemshach hamishnah, a case of avzim tarnagoylim, these type of birds don't go on the mizbeach. They're not kodesh kedushas hakorban. They're only kodesh kedushas bedek habayis. They were given as property to Hegdish. That's the case. Since the Kedusha doesn't come from it being Roy for Shimush in the Beis HaMikdash, it comes from just that it was given as property to Hegdish, it was gifted to Hegdish. So Mele, the Kenyan that Hegdish has in it is a momentistic Kenyan. The Kedusha Nemtzach from the moment. Not the moment Hegdish of it is a product of it being Roy Lemezbeach. And oymid lemizbeach faket. The kedusha is a product of the fact that it was given momentistic to hegdish. In that case, tarnagoylus shemerda, the Gemara brings a brisa, we say that it becomes hefker. Something which is tachas yad abaylam in a momentistic sense, and then it gets washed away. It becomes hefker. It's like somebody has something on the beach, and it gets washed away. Zuta shalyam becomes hefker. Tanagelu shemerda, and now it's out in the wild in the woods. It's hefker. Somebody picks it up. He doesn't have to return it. It's hefker. So also the hegdish will be poka because the hegdish is predicated on it being a momentistic property of hegdish. So Rav says that it can't be talking about Tarnagolos Avsna Bedekabais, because then it would be Hefka Mamish. If it would be Hefka, it's not Hegdish. So then it would be part of the Din of Chum Lev Mugdoshim. The Gemara brings that that Shmuel argues. Shmuel holds that no, even though if the Tugdish, Kedush is Bedekabais, Lemaisa Bebegosdu Achmoni, you see, it can't be away. When we talk about Zuta Sholyam or something running into the woods, that's by a regular Bailus. But Hegdish, Lashem Aratzimlai, wherever it goes, it's Tachas Yad HaGizbor. So it can never really run away, and it always retains Hegdish. It's any Mizumin Samil, that's the case. B'chun Lavalev Mugdoshim. The way we explain this din of Tana Gadosh and Merdo is the Hezbeh, the way it's written in Kovitz Aretz from Rabbi Chonam, a simon towards the end of the Sefer. It's not clear exactly what the gather of Mizumin is. The way we describe it, Mizumin has nothing to do with the ownership, because we're saying that yeah, I can have an oif that stays the property of Hegdish, but it's not nimtze tachas yode, that's called eni mezumin. Some achrenim understand that mezumin and eni mezumin has nothing to do with ownership, it has to do with availability, accessibility, and oimid lekach. Other gedolei achrenim understand that mezumin and eni mezumin have to do with hefker as opposed to ownership. What we just said is that Shmuel holds that the bailus of Hegdish is not poka even when a bird runs away. And still it's called Enim Izumin. That's why you need Din Chul Lev Mugdoshim. So Lechay Shmuel would be a raya in his Chakir. Maybe the Chakir is only according to Rav. Mishnah Beis. Oif Tomei Potem L'Shalech. The Din of Shiluach HaKan is only on Oifus K'sherim. This is the technical part, this Mishnah. And this is very important. When a person wants to be Mekayim Shluch HaKain, Lefi the Metzias of today, he has to know a few details of the Metzias. There are books that are written with pictures, with diagrams. You have to know which oif is kosher, which oif is tamei. We're going to see other protein that are very much totally in the Metzias. One of these forms was written by an Alti Yid, Ribdon Schwartz, who lived at the end of Meir Sharm. I had the Schia to schmooze with him about his Sefer. Another one was written by an old friend of mine, Reb Naftali Weinberger, Zogzun Zayn Bad Rochas, and with all the Psochim of Chaim Kanievsky, who was used to send a lot of people for the school of Shiluach HaKein, is a Bavust school to have children. Reb Chaim would give a lot of time and a lot of Hadrocha for couples wanting to do the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein to be Zaycha, and they say that a lot of people were helped with this school. So the first and prime tonight in being Mekayim the Mitzvah, and again, when we say Mekayim the Mitzvah, we're neming on, and this is the way Reb Chaim sent everybody, this was the psak of Rabbi Seinu, that looked at it as a priceless opportunity to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, that they don't only see it as a lav hanitah klasei, or even as a mitzvah chiyuvis. They see it as a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's a mitzvah, it's an opportunity. Oif tameh, potom al shalech. So you have to know, first of all, of course, most of us don't know a robin and a cardinal and a blue jay, which birds are kosher, which ones are, you have to be able to identify. Yerushalayim, most of Shaluch HaKein, Yerushalayim, Bnei Brak, Adonam pidgins. Those are for sure if it's ksherim. Otherwise, over here in America, you have to know which ones are yeah and which ones are not. Oif tomei roivetz al beitzei oif tor. This is an unusual case where you have an oif tomei that's sitting and protecting roivetz on Beitzim, on eggs, from an oif tor. The tor, a roivitz al beitzei oif tomei, potem l'shalech. The din of tor has to be both in the mother watching and both in the beitzim. Now, it's unusual because why is one bird on top of another one's eggs? It sounds like what the Mishnah is saying is that's not em revetzes when it's a mother sitting on another chick's eggs. The problem is that the Mishnah brings us in a case of Tomei on top of a Tor on top of a Tomei. It sounds like Tohor on a Tohor would have a din of Eim Revetzes. And the Gemara says, no, that's not the case. Normally, an Oif that's Revetzes on another bird's eggs is Dibbe Mikra. So, well, that's not called Eim Revetzes. We're talking only by a type of bird. There are certain minim where it's a dove nohug that bird, that type of bird, either a tamei Torah, will sit on another bird's eggs. So that's called the name revetzes. And there, if it would be tohar, and it was darka bekach, it's called the name revetzes, you would have to, or you have the mitzvah of shalach to shalach atzayim. Masha'en kein, by a oif tohar, not tamei Torah, the Mishnah understands that that's a t'nai in the parasha, that it has to be roi lachilo. This roi lachilo, by the way, doesn't only have to be a min tome. The same thing would be true if the eggs are also to eat for a different reason. The place can bring down. It comes from the Gemara. What happens if the aim tohir is revetzes al efreichim tohirim, but the efreichim are trefois, or the beitzim, the eggs, are ready, the chicks started to form inside the egg. You're only allowed to eat eggs when all there is just yolk. There's raw material, but there's no tzuras of lot at all. Not even less than tzuras of lot. There's no simen of a bal chai inside the egg, because otherwise that's an avela. That's like an uber. There's no hechshon on that. That's a, the Gemara actually says has din of a sheretz. The chick that's inside an egg has din of a sheretz. So those of other not kosher. So there's no din shluchah, okay? So the Mishnah brings both these cases, and the Mishnah says in both them potam l'shaleh kairei zochor. If the one who's sitting and watching the eggs or the chicks is a zocher, is the father. Ablazim mechayv acham paitim. There's a machlokes over here. The Mishnah understands that when the Torah says em revetzes, the pshuta shomikra is em revetzes, the mother. On the other hand, koyri, which is a certain type of bird where it's nog that the father sits and watches the young. So over there, since it's darka bekach, the Torah would be willing to call that also Emrevetzes, because it's darker shalom. Specifically, this bird, the av, is darker kamoyhoim.